Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 57 of the Van Foodster Podcast. In this week's episode, I will feature Lula's Taverna, recently opened on Commercial Drive. I will then feature Urban Thai Bistro, recently opening in Dunbar Village. I will feature Heritage Baking and their Filipino Ensimadas. I will then feature recently opened Forecast Coffee in Mount Pleasant, as well as Joe's Italian Deli in Point Grey. I will also feature O Carolina Cafe in Mount Pleasant that opened earlier this summer. And lastly, I will talk about some new restaurants that are opening soon. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Van Foodster, as well as to visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in Vancouver and beyond. We'll get on with this week's episode. So I finally had a chance to visit beautiful new Greek spot, Lula's Taverna on Commercial Drive. They're at 1608 Commercial Drive. They actually had opened about a month and a half ago, but you know, sometimes things take a little while to get in. And sometimes I also do want to let them kind of open slowly and let them get their kinks out and get things going. But boy, has this become a hot spot on the drive now. I mean, they have like waits of 2 months to get a reservation. But someone did message me about this, and you can get in. They keep about three or four tables every night for walk-ins. The only little thing is that you have to time it right. Otherwise, you'll be walking in and waiting for hours. So my advice is don't go on the weekend unless, I mean, of course, go on the weekend if you have a reservation, but don't go on a weekend if you just want a chance to get a table, because that's probably not going to happen. So go during the week. I think they open at 4 o'clock. Go at 3:30, stand in line and wait to get in. I think that's the only way you're going to get a table there, unless, of course, you make a reservation. They're reserving right now for November. So if you want to go to Lula's, make a reservation maybe for November, and then also take your chance and go another day, and then you might just get in. So I had a chance to try a lot of different dishes here, and it's it's my favorite, one of my favorite chefs in the city, Chef Manos Grammatos. I can never pronounce his last name. Grammatigiannis, I think I'm going to try that one. He's going to kill me for that one, but I tried. He actually is also the chef of Namos, a Greek restaurant on Fraser Street. It's one of my favorite Greek restaurants in the city, and he is now also at Lula's Taverna, so he's kind of sharing his time between both restaurants, and they are different. So I was sort of trying to figure that out, like to see how it would be any similarity to Namos, but it's actually not. It's actually quite a different restaurant, and the cooking is, although some similar dishes, of course, but and then there's a lot of new dishes. It's a bit of a different direction, I think, is way of putting it. So I did try a lot of different dishes, and just to give you an idea of things that I tried and what I liked. So the Maroli salad with lettuce, green onion, red wine vinegar, Evo. This is just a very basic, simple, but very refreshing green salad, and it's always good to have a greens with your dinner. I loved the lamb chops. The lamb chops were incredible. The flavor of the lamb was just beautiful, and it came with tzatziki and bread. Then we had the chicken boutakia. So this is it's done in their rotisserie oven. So it's actually, they marinate the chicken for about 3 hours. They marinate the chicken. I'll take that back. I got this mixed up. They marinate the chicken for 24 to 48 hours, and then they roast it on the rotisserie for 3 hours. So you've got this beautiful flavor chicken. It was really delicious. They come with, they're like the chicken drumsticks. They were very, very good. And the French fries are outstanding. So I had heard about this in advance. People are telling me the French fries are incredible. So they make them. I don't know how they do it. They're hand-cut French fries. They're done very, very crispy. They're topped with feta cheese. I mean, wow, you just like want to keep eating and eating and eating them. So as you can imagine, we did. And then we had the half-kilo rotisserie lamb shoulder. Now, this was a little different than I had imagined. This was probably my least favorite dish out of everything I tried. Partly it was lamb shoulder, but it's done up in pieces, and I just found that they were a bit dry and they're a little hard to cut. But that's my personal opinion. Other people, if you like lamb, if you like a shoulder, you like this type of lamb, and you you don't mind sort of maybe picking up with your fingers and eating that, then you'll be fine. They sell it in a half kilo and a 1 kilo. I suggest half kilo for sharing with two people and 1 kilo for sharing with four, because it's quite a large dish. But really, my favorite of the lamb was the lamb chops. That's really the way to go. And I also love the broccolo. So it's actually broccolini with a delicious lemon and virgin olive oil sauce. That was outstanding. I would just order another one of those. It was very good. Also love the rivettata. It's an oven-baked chickpea dish. It's a side. It's also really good. So their sides basically are the rivettata, the broccolo, and the fries are their sides on the menu. And I understand the menu is about to change come late September as they go into fall. So you're going to see some different veggie sides, I suppose, on that dish. I'm sure the French fries will stay because that is to become a huge staple for them. Everyone's ordering it. Also, they do different specials every few nights, not always every night, but sort of every few nights. And I just tried one that night. It was called their pasta special. It was done with beef short rib and Greek egg noodles. And so there's a lot of different dishes. They've got a lot of dips and things like that that you see that on Namas menu. I didn't actually go that route this time. They have the saganaki, which is, I love it, but I didn't do that this time. So I wanted to try some different things. I didn't do any souvlaki or anything like that. I'd like to go back and try those more traditional dishes. But this time around, I just wanted to try some new items that I haven't actually had at their other restaurant. And then, of course, finishing off for dessert, the ekmek. I love ekmek. Very hard to find this dish in Vancouver. I've only had it, I believe, at one other Greek restaurant in Vancouver and many years ago. And it's just a delicious traditional. I mean, you'd find this in Greece for sure, traditional dessert, but it's made with shredded phyllo, mastika cream, custard, and sliced almonds. Now, what I was told by the chef is this mastika, it's actually from Greece. This type comes from one of the islands, and it's actually only grown on the north, I don't know, north or south part of the island, but there's only one area in Greece where you can actually get this, and they import this, the mastik, for this dessert. So it's something incredible. You have to try it. It's very, very good. And they also have a baklava. I didn't try that this time. I've had that many times before in other restaurants. But ekmek, go for it. Yeah, definitely got to try it. So kudos to the crew. It's quite a crew involved in this restaurant of cousins and friends that own other Greek restaurants in the city. And they're all together in this job. It's a passion project for sure, and it's become a total hotspot. Now, I have heard people say it's quite loud. So this, the way I was told is, go early if you don't want a loud room. So go early and enjoy your dinner. But as the night progresses, the music gets louder, and it becomes a party place. And that's what, I mean, this is what Commercial Drive's been missing for a while. Like, you used to have the Latin Quarter, you had other restaurants there that had been around for many years, and they were the same. They were hot spots late at night. So these guys are open till 2 a.m. They've got a late liquor license there. So as you can imagine, after 10 o'clock, it's pretty wild and crazy, and people have lots of fun. So if you don't mind having lots of fun and you don't mind noise, go after 10. If you want a quieter night, go a bit earlier. So another new restaurant has just opened up. It's called Urban Thai Bistro. They've opened in Dunbar Village on Dunbar Street. Now, Dunbar has actually been a fairly quiet street for many years. You know, it's a residential neighborhood. There haven't been a whole lot of great restaurants around there for many years, but I think things are changing. Tides are changing. You know, you already have Bells and Whistles had opened up there a few months ago, and they're rocking it. They're super busy. So obviously, there's room for great restaurants because people in the neighborhood need to eat. And it's also, fairly close to UBC. So probably a lot of UBC students living around there. And so Urban Thai Bistro used to be located in Yaletown. They were there for many years. I had gone there for many, many times. I enjoyed their Thai cuisine. And then about 2 years ago, they closed. And nobody really knew why. And the owner basically explained to me, this is a situation of what's going on everywhere in town. Everybody's dealing with this right now. You know, if you have a lease, and either you have a lease that's expiring, and then you find out the landlord wants to jack your rent, then you're like, can I survive or not? You make that call, and you decide, I can't survive, and then you move on and you do something else, or you find another location, like Irish Heather recently moved to Chinatown, or you have, you know, another restaurant next door that wants to expand. So there's different reasons for this. So Urban Thai Bistro closed. They said they will reopen sometime soon, and here we go. So sometime soon is now. They have reopened on Dunbar. They're right near 41st Avenue, so very, very easy to get to. 41st bus or the Dunbar bus if you're heading on transit or if you're just driving. It's very, very easy to park in that neighborhood. They basically have pared down their menu. So I always found that their menu is very extensive at Yalta, and it was also a very large restaurant. So they could actually manage to have to, you know, to for people to order all those different dishes. But here, the kitchen is smaller. There is no way they can do it. So they've gone with like chef specialties and just a smaller menu than you would you find before in the other restaurant. So they also don't have their liquor license yet. That is pending. There is a way around that, though. So they also own the restaurant next door, which is called Pink Cafe. Pink Cafe has a liquor license, and cocktails are available there. So if you want a cocktail, I suggest you go to Pink Cafe first, have your cocktail, and then move on over to dinner next door. And probably, you know, either, it's hard to say when they'll have their liquor license. You can't really forecast that in Vancouver. It just sort of just happens. So, but if you don't want liquor, you don't mind not having liquor, then go with the mocktail route. That's what I did, and I tried a whole bunch of different mocktails last night, and they were all really good. So just to give you an idea of what I did try, the lychee slushy, that was yummy. I love that. It's got lychee inside, very, very refreshing, tasty drink. I also tried the Thai iced tea, also very good. Onto food, though, the Thai chicken wings, very, very tasty, but there was a very hot sauce on the plate. If you don't like hot sauce, don't try this sauce. If you don't mind it, I put a few drops on. I was okay, but I don't really love hot sauce. So then otherwise you steer away from it. But the chicken wings were very tasty. I also loved the prawn ceviche. That was really good. It came with these little crackers, and you just put the prawn ceviche on top. That was very, very tasty. Also tried the pork cheeks. Came with very tasty sauce. The jumbo XL tiger prawns were huge. It was a curry egg sauce, and I'm not usually up for egg. Everybody knows that, but I actually really, really enjoyed this. This curry sauce was very good with vegetables in it. Really loved that one. Then the duck noodle soup. This was like the star of the night. Outstanding. So kind of reminds me of ramen, but because there's no ramen shops in the entire area, which I was told, which was interesting. But they have this roasted duck, slices of roasted duck. They make their own duck broth every day, and that was really yummy. And then you've got these noodles inside. The whole dish was great. I was sharing, but next time I actually just would want that for myself because I thought they'd done a really good job. It does sell out every night. That's what I was told. So if you want to enjoy the duck noodle soup, head on over a bit earlier in the evening to enjoy that. A couple other drinks that I did have, the Thai iced green tea. Now, this was different. I've never had anything like this before. It looked like it was going to be a matcha drink, but it's not matcha, and it's made with Thai green tea from Thailand, and it's iced. So, like the Thai iced tea, but you've got that green tea flavor. It was really good. Like, that was like another one. I would order that again for sure. And then a lime soda. Lime soda, not really my thing, but the green tea, I really like that. Also, the Massaman curry rack of lamb. This is also very good. So Massaman curry, and they've been doing this curry for many years, and it's rack of lamb in there. That was very, very good. Try the Pad Thai chicken. For Pad Thai, you can get a few different options there. They've got chicken and then other proteins that you can sub in if you don't want chicken. And then for dessert, now this was a stunner. Like this, I didn't know what to expect here, but this was really good. A black sticky rice pudding with coconut cream, and it was served warm. That was really, really good. I would definitely have that again. Very, very yummy. So check them out. Urban Thai Bistro. You can find them on Instagram. Head on over up to Dunbar and enjoy some delicious Thai food. And then Heritage Baking. So here's a baking company. I actually only heard of them recently, but you know, this is what happens in Vancouver, especially at commissaries, because there's since the pandemic began, there's been a huge, huge spurt of commissaries opening up around the city and people that have gotten into baking, into cooking, and not wanting to have actual bakery or a restaurant storefront. So they've gone the commissary route, and they're just, you know, making things out of the commissary, and people can order online. That's what these people have done. So Chef Martha is behind this, and you know, this is what happens to me. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, so over 12 years in Vancouver, and I work with lots of different companies and catering companies and go to hotel events and all these kinds of things. And sometimes what happens there is if you meet people in the kitchen and you remember them in the one spot of where they are, but then, you know, years later they move on to other places or they open their own thing. So it turns out Chef Martha had worked at a catering company that I had worked with about 4 or 5 years ago. And she worked there, and then she worked at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and the pastry chef there. And, that's one another place I had gone to quite often until about 2 years ago when the pandemic started. So now she has got her own baking company, and she's doing a great job. So Heritage Baking, they are doing a bunch of different things. They are actually doing beautiful layer cakes, and I actually can't wait to try her cakes. But this time around, I tried something different. So she is doing these Filipino type of brioche buns. I had not had this before. I was like talking about this, that I've had lots of Filipino baking over the years, but I've never actually had an Encimita. And this was really yummy. So they have savory and sweet, although I found that the savory ones were kind of sweet too. So there were savory toppings, but the brioches are, they're buttery and they're kind of sweet. So you get a bit of a savory and sweet kind of thing going on. So I tried almost all. I didn't try all of them, but I tried almost all of them. And I've got favorites, of course. But my favorites, and I'll just sort of tell you what I've tried and what my favorites were. So the ube Encimita was amazing. I loved it. First of all, it looks really good. So you've got ube on there. You've got this soft, pillowy bun. And it's topped with this homemade ube jam. And it's sprinkled with aged Gouda cheese. So an interesting combination, but it was really good. I really liked it. I also love the dulce de leche. So as far as sweet goes, that was my favorite one of the sweet variety. The whole thing was yummy. I ate the whole thing. It was very, very good. And they also had the ultimate cheese Encimita. I really liked that one for a savory option. That was another one, very good. I'm not a Nutella fan, so really Nutella for me wasn't like, I'm sure it's fine. People who love Nutella will like it. I don't like really Nutella. And I, as everybody knows, I hate eggs. So salted egg, I tasted it. It's just not for me. I can't get over the egg thing. So it just doesn't really work out. And then the pork floss, I've sent that off to my friend to try, and I will hear back about that one very soon. So, but I really think the dulce de leche, if you want a sweet one, is the way to go. And you can order them from her. You can order half a dozen. You can order a dozen. You can pick it up from her commissary on Powell Street. There's lots of way of getting them. And then they're now, she's available. She's got them. She's wholesaling to a lot of cafes around town. So maybe you can find out which cafe she's got them available, and you can just head on over to the cafe and pick them up. So anyways, she has making these beautiful layer cakes. I can't wait to try that next. I think it just looks amazing. I couldn't have done it this month, because this month is, as you can imagine, quite full of food going on in the city. So many new restaurants, and I've been in so many new restaurants in the past week, and several more to come this coming week. So you will hear more about that next week. So also another spot that I did have a chance to try is called Forecast Coffee. They're at 2980 Main Street. They took over the Starbucks that was at the Starbucks Reserve that was at 14th and Main, had recently closed, and Forecast Coffee is out of Whistler. So this is actually one that I go to Whistler all the time. I'd never heard of them before. So the thing is, they're not in Whistler in the main village. They're in Whistler and Function Junction, which is more of the business kind of area. And that's probably why, I mean, I haven't heard of them. A lot of people haven't, but they've done a great job. And they've opened in Vancouver, and it's a huge, huge cafe. They roast their own coffee in Whistler. So you've got the Forecast Coffee brand. I had really tasty. I had a flat white coffee. It was very good. They have all sorts of food options there too, baking, baked goods, and other dishes you can get there too. So it's definitely a spot that you can go for lunch, or you can even go for dinner if you like. So that's one great spot. And then another one that I wanted to get to for a little while, they've also opened this summer, was Joe's Italian Deli. It's on it's in Point Grey at 2505 Alma Street. Now, this is their second location. Their first location was in Chilliwack. Now, what you don't usually see is a restaurant open in Chilliwack and then open Vancouver. You usually see the other way around. It's open in the big city and then open smaller. But it's his opposite for this family, and they've done a beautiful job. It's, if you're looking for Italian products, like you want to get some pastas or sauces or that kind of thing, they've got a full-on kind of like Mercado grocery area where you can buy all this kind of stuff. Then they've got this deli. They're open lunch and dinner kind of like every day, the same hours. So I just went in for lunch. I just tried one of their pasta dishes, the Rose Ratatouille. So it's just like they're making all their own noodles right there. And I had it with chicken. And each dish comes with a focaccia, so it's like under $10, and it was great. It's good lunch option. I actually would suggest having that for dinner rather than lunch, because it does make you a little tired when you're trying to get some work done in the afternoon. And another great spot that has, this is open, I think, I opened it earlier in the summer, I believe. It's called O Carolina Cafe. ah, this is beautiful. I can see myself hanging out there quite often because they have done just a gorgeous job. It used to be an old grocery store. It's up on 12th Avenue near Fraser Street between Main and Fraser. And kind of like it's situated right inside a neighborhood, right? So right where people are living in that area. And they've done a beautiful job on the ground. So, you know, James and Josh own this restaurant. They own several other places around the city. They used to own Wildebeest, which recently closed. They have Buffalo, which makes amazing pizzas. I love going there. I don't get there very often, but I do love it. They also have Taco Place. They have Lucky's Taco and Kits. They have other restaurants around. And Bells and Whistles, of course. But this one is just a great little spot. Small. You got a little grocery section inside. You can pick up also some Italian and other kinds of grocery items. And then they've got a cafe. You get coffees and stuff. But I was looking for a little bit of a small lunch. It was smoked sockeye toast. It was very tasty. With whipped salmon, capers, shallots, radish, creme fraiche, fresh herbs on an Irish brown bread. So very, very good. That's the place to go. And if you just sit outside, like go on a nice day and you can just sit outside on their benches and there's a little garden around there. I think these guys have done a great job. And then some new restaurants that are opening soon, because there are actually a lot of restaurants opening soon. So it's very interesting this pandemic, because it's not what you would have thought. I would have thought that, of course, restaurants had closed and gone out of business, but there would have been a slowdown. I thought there would have been a slowdown for new restaurant openings, but that's not the case. It's a continued pace. It's constantly happening. There are more restaurants being added to my Blackboard like every day. So you can see that people are on a roll and there's lots of excitement to come. There's a lot of great, exciting places. So here's just a few that I'm watching that will be opening coming in the next few months. They just look great. And ones that you may have not heard about yet, but you will hear about it now. So the first one is called the Cask Whiskey and Sushi Bar. It's opening in Richmond in the Versante Hotel. So the Versante Hotel Complex. So there's the hotel, but there's also two office buildings behind it, but it's on the same property. There are five restaurants and bars kind of opening up in that whole complex under the Club Versante banner. So one is already open, that's Bruno, but the second one about to open is called Cask Whiskey and Sushi Bar. It's opening mid-October, so watch for this. You can find them on Instagram at cask.ybr and check this out. So that's one really cool one coming up. And the other one is called Fiorino. So it's actually a Italian restaurant opening in Chinatown. What best place to have this open. It looks like it's going to be a great hit. It's at 212 East Georgia Street, kind of across from Matchstick on Georgia. There had been other restaurants there in the past. This looks really good. It's got Florence. It's an ode to Florence because the owner had grown up in Florence and he had moved to Vancouver in 2013 to go to school here. But he misses this one kind of eatery in Florence that he grew up at, eating there all the time, and he just wanted to kind of duplicate that, and that's what he's doing. So can't wait to see Fiorino open up, and that's coming, looks like, soon. So probably the next few weeks for that one. Then another great spot, this is called Rise Up Marketplace. Now, it's the people behind this is going to make this thing rock. It's the Calabash. It's Roger from Calabash, who owns Calabash, and that was an amazing restaurant. And that's still going strong, and he has opened up the Rise Up Marketplace at 704 Vernon Drive. So that's kind of off of Clark Drive area. That's coming up sometime later this fall. Robo D'Amati is opening their fourth location. Now, I was wondering who was going to take this building, so there you go. It's the old cacao spot that Chef Alvarez had on First Avenue, just west of Burrard. So we've got Robo D'Amati Kitsilano coming in sometime later this fall, 1898 West First Avenue. And then you've got Sa Marche Creperie and Cider Bar. This is coming into Vancouver House. It's at 1471 Continental Street, opening sometime in October, I think the next few weeks, probably early October there. This is owned by Au Comptoir. So another favorite restaurant, French restaurants, Au Comptoir. So they're opening this creperie and cider bar. So watch for that one. And then this is cool. And this, you probably have not heard much about this one yet, but Peacock Brunch and Dinner is opening in the West End. It is coming from Chef Mandy. And wow, if you know Chef Mandy, first of all, she was at the Red Accordion for a couple of years and she was so creative, delicious food there. She won one of my burger challenges a few years ago. She makes incredible food and very passionate woman. So it's great to see that she is opening her own spot in the West End. So coming sometime mid-November, mid-late November, watch this. Peacock Brunch and Dinner. You can find them on Instagram as well. And Zurak by Afghan Kitchen. So this is another one. Wonderful people. I can't wait for these people to open. They own the Afghan Kitchen out in Surrey. So that's been going strong for about 3 years now. And they are finally opening in Vancouver, 2102 Main Street. So kind of like in the Olympic Village, Mount Pleasant area. That's where this one is going. And this will be, looks very interesting. If you watch them on Instagram at Zurak Vancouver, you'll see kind of in progress as they're building this restaurant. And it looks like it's coming along. I would think that they're probably going to be opening sometime late October, early November. That's just what it looks like. So a lot more to come, a lot more restaurants. And I'm going to a lot of new restaurants this week. So a lot more to talk about next week. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.